Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Reverend Al Green bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Gary Sirach. Gary is the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? And we're talking about your magic number, your magic retirement number. What is the number you need to retire? Gary, thank you again for hanging out with us. You know, Gary, I've done a lot of construction projects in my life. I built commercial properties, I built residences, multifamily. I've been around construction all my life, and whenever I'm starting out with a project, if I don't have a bid from a contractor, sometimes if you're the general contractor, you just estimate what you think it's going to be. Every project I've ever worked on, I estimated what it cost, and then multiplied that by 150%. And it turned out that number was more right than wrong. And I think it might be the same thing for retirement. What do you think?
I agree completely, Jim. I think most people underestimate what it really is going to cost. They dramatically underestimate what it's really going to cost for them to retire.
If you think your income, you know, let's say you've got it figured out where you can draw $1,500 a month from your retirement, and you're going to have $1,500 from Social Security. Make sure that's a net number after the government takes out whatever they're going to take out, and taxes. Don't forget that. And you got $1,500, that's $3,000. If you think that's your number, well, your number is probably going to be closer to $4,500, isn't it?
It really is, Jim. That's the exact number I had in mind. If you think you need 30. $36,000 a year, you really need $9,000 more. And that's all there is to it. You're going to need more cash. You're going to need a lot more cash.
Murphy's alive and well in retirement as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's really the key to it.
Murphy's Law.
The happiest people I know in retirement are the ones who retire doing the things they still like to do and getting paid for them.
Right.
That's another thing.
I mean, baby boomers are the biggest generation to ever retire in the history of our nation. We're doing that right now. That's my generation, and my generation they're retiring right now by the thousands every month. And, they're going to have to work, aren't they? Most of them.
Most of them are going to, I would say 75% will still have to work.
They'll have to work. Meaning, we mean that when we say they have to work, you're saying, that's what you're saying, right?
Oh, that is what I'm saying, Jim. They will have to work to make ends meet. They cannot. They do not have enough money put away to retire for the rest of their life. No question. They're going to have to go back to work.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think we have a tendency to overspend. I think we have a tendency to spend more than we make. I think credit cards. It's so easy to put things on credit cards, and it's so easy to ignore the future. I mean, people have a tendency to live for the moment and buy for the moment and think for the moment, and they don't think about the future. And I think that's a big part of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I just read statistics.
And I'll tell you something else, Gary. I think this may be a good thing. I think baby boomers have a different attitude about retirement than our parents did. I think a lot of baby boomers are like you and me. They don't mind working. They like working. They like being productive, and they want to be vital all of their lives. I just think that's part of our generation too, which will be handy, won't it?
Oh, it's going to come in very handy, and especially if you're doing something you like to do. I had a client come in just recently, and he loves his job, but he doesn't love it 5 days a week. He loves it about 3 days a week. And so we talked about it, and I said, okay, so we'll do this 3 days a week. He said, how? So we worked through that. And he said, you know what? He said, that's perfect. He said, I get long weekends. I'm off 4 days, and I'm on 3 days. He said, this is incredible. He said, I could do this for the next 10 years. and he still makes some money, and he's happy.
Yeah, that's I think that's going to be the key. So you got three components. You've got in retirement, you're going to have something from Social Security. You're going to have something from your own savings and retirement plan. And you probably need to count on something from some kind of, there's a good chance you're going to want to count on some kind of income from somewhere. And of course, the fourth thing, I guess, is the budget, right? Because presumably your budget in retirement will be smaller than your budget, you know, when you're rock and rolling at 45 or 50.
Absolutely. And it should be, because you shouldn't be spending as much because you aren't making as much. So you have to be a little more cognizant of what's going on. I agree.
So when you go to the Social Security website and you give them your Social Security number and it spits out the estimated amount that you're going to be getting from the government, take about 3/4 of that, and that's what you're probably going to get back. That's what the people that I know have been telling me. What do you think, Gary?
We had a Social Security expert from the government come into my office and speak to about 50 people, and he said exactly what you just said. He said, it won't be gone, it just isn't going to be as much, and we're clear on that. He said, it will never disappear, it's just going to be about 75% of what you expect.
And part of that is because of the things they're going to take out, the different Medicare elements, and you're going to pay taxes on it. You're going to pay some taxes on that, probably. Hey,
absolutely,
Gary, give us the website again, please. The website is ifyourmoneytalk.com, right, Gary?
Yes, it is. ifyourmoneytalk.com.
Good job today. Got to go for this hour. Not for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.